in a book titled None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen and Larry Abraham on page 45. The question is asked, where do governments get the enormous amounts of money that they need? Most, of course, comes from taxation. But governments often spend more than they are willing to tax from their citizens, so governments are forced to borrow. The public is led to believe that the government borrows from the people through savings bonds. Actually, only the smallest percentage of the national debt is held by individuals in this form. Most government bonds, except those owned by the government itself through its trust funds, are held by vast banking firms known as international banks. For centuries, there has been big money to be made by international bankers in financing governments and kings. Such operators, however, are faced with certain thorny problems. We know that smaller banks operate to protect themselves by taking collateral. But what kind of collateral can you get from a government or a king? The process through which one collects a debt from a government or a monarch is not a subject taught in the business schools of the universities. And most of us, never having been in the business of financing kings or governments, have not given the problem much thought. But there's a king financing business. And to those who can ensure collection, it is a lucrative business. An economics professor named Stuart Crane notes that there are two means used to loan governments money to governments and kings, and two means of collecting on that money. Whenever a business firm borrows big money, the creditor obtains an influence in management to protect its investment. Like a business, no government can borrow big money unless that government is willing to surrender to the creditor some of its sovereignty. Certainly, international bankers who have loaned hundreds of billions of dollars to governments around the world command considerable influence in the policies of such governments. But the ultimate advantage, listen to this, that the creditor has over a king or a president is that if the ruler gets out of line, the banker can finance his enemy or his rival. Therefore, if you want to stay in the lucrative financing business of kings and governments, it is wise to have an enemy or a rival waiting in the wings to unseat every king or every president to whom you lend money. If the king doesn't have an enemy, you gotta be able to create one. Now I'm gonna show you why America is in so much debt.